about a human being, I think it's pretty safe to say that most of us agree that there's four basic parts that constitute the whole makeup of who we are. That's the body, the mind, the spirit, and the emotions. We can even include the intuitive part as well. We also know that each of those parts has certain requirements that it must meet up to in order to stay strong and healthy. For example, the physical part needs to have proper nutrition, rest, exercise, air, sun, and contact with others, just to name a few. The mental part needs to have challenges and stimulation. It utilizes visualization and imagination. And the quality of thoughts, in order for the mental part to stay strong and healthy, need to be positive. And in order to connect with that mental part, one needs to meditate. The spiritual part also has its own requirements, such as connecting with higher intelligence or with God, the universe, however you want to look at that wonderful higher power, or to be of service to others, to lend out a helping hand, to feel its connection to all other things that exist on this planet, to be able to love and be inspired by art, music, nature. And the one way we can really connect with that spiritual part of us is through prayer. The emotional part also has its requirements to stay strong and healthy. And one of those is to be able to express your feelings, to be able to forgive, to be accepted by others, to feel that acceptance, to accept yourself. And the emotional part is easiest to connect with when you internalize. And although it may come by many names, the physical part requires rest, the mental part requires meditation, the spiritual part requires prayer, and the emotional part requires some sort of internalization, they all represent the same function of going within. You can call it whatever you want, going to alpha, going to your level, centering yourself, or meditation. They all require you to do certain things that lead to the same outcome, which is close your eyes, take a deep breath, and go within. It's as if through meditation we can strengthen the connection of the spirit, mind, body, and emotions, and enhance intuition. It is through meditation that we are able to maintain each of our parts strong and healthy. Meditation is no longer a luxury as it was once believed way back in the earlier years, but a necessity to maintain health. Now, a lot of people say, I don't have time to meditate. It takes way too long. Well, not anymore. With the Silva Method training, you don't need to take an hour to go within and get benefits. That could have been the case way back when people only practiced passive meditation. They would get into a meditative state and go as deep as they could go into theta and stay there as long as they could without going to sleep. Now, that could take a long time. And the benefits are a little different when practicing passive meditation versus dynamic meditation. With the Silva Method training, even 5 minutes is good. We also say if you have 10 minutes, that's even better. And 15 minutes a day is excellent. We also emphasize that once a day is good, twice a day is very good, and 3 times a day is excellent. But if you have a health challenge, it's best to practice 3 times a day, 15 minutes every time. See, you don't have to go into this long, drawn-out meditation, although you can if you want to. You will get benefits by going into alpha for even just 5 minutes a day. As long as you include meditation into your everyday living experience, you will receive benefits. Now, the purpose of your meditation will dictate what kind of benefits you're going to gain. Is it because you want to energize yourself, or is it because you want to use imagery and speed up the healing process because you do have a health challenge? Or maybe you just want to improve your grades at school, have better concentration. Or possibly it's because you want to eliminate pain or discomfort. The long and short of it is that meditation is not a luxury. It is a necessity. Now, going back to those four parts, the body, the mind, the spirit, and the emotions, I think we all can agree that we certainly do have that mental part, that although it has its own requirements to stay strong and healthy, it is different than the spiritual part. And although the spiritual part has its requirements to stay strong and healthy, it's different than the emotional part. Although they're all invisible, because they are, you can't see, hear, taste, touch, or smell the mind, or the spirit, or the emotions, you do know they exist. Now, the body, that's easy because you can see it. Look in the mirror, you see yourself. But the interesting point about that is that when you get at the very core of who you are as a physical being, even that is intangible and invisible. Sure, we can see the body. Yeah, and sure, we can open the body up and see organs. And we can slice organs up and see tissues and get microscopes and see cells and electron microscopes and see atoms and subatomic particles. The very core, the stuff of the universe, is still invisible and intangible. That means it's spiritual. So not only is the very core of who you are as a human being spiritual in nature, so is your mind, so is that spiritual part of you, and so is the emotional part of you. So most of who you are is invisible, intangible, or rather, spiritual. It's no wonder Dr. Dyer says, you're a spiritual being having a human experience and not the other way around. And the quality of that human experience totally depends on you. The great thing is that with meditation and our mental faculties, we can seek out information wherever it is. It doesn't matter where information may reside. We have the power to access it, bring it back, and apply it towards solving problems. As my dear friend and one of my greatest mentors, Harry McKnight, would say, you really need to ask yourself the question, who am I? If I can go forward and backward in time, that's the power of being infinite. If I can know things that I would have no other way of knowing, that's the power of being omniscient. If I can bring that information that I learned and apply it to solving all problems, that's the power of being omnipotent. Infinite, omniscient, omnipotent. Who are you? Because whoever you are, higher power in you are related.